saving enough money to retire is tough, and it can be next to impossible if your financial advisor is steering you into bad investments and getting big commissions in return. The Obama administration is trying to fight this by proposing new protections for retirement accounts, which may or may not solve the problem. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
Right now, millions of Americans are trying to save for retirement, but they've ended up in investments where high fees cripple their returns over time. The Obama administration is saying that a lot of that is due to bad advice.
I hear story after story of people who trusted their advisor. They thought that he or she was looking out for her, and they weren't.
That's the U.S. Secretary of Labor, Tom Perez. He spoke to NPR and said that lots of financial advisors give conflicted advice and that that hurts American workers. For example, you might not realize it, but if you have an advisor, that advisor might get a much bigger commission if he gets you to invest in a mutual fund with fees that are very high.
The corrosive power of fine print, hidden fees, backdoor fees, quite literally, billions of dollars is being lost.
That is, average Americans are losing billions of dollars out of their retirement accounts. So the Department of Labor has just released this new proposed set of rules. This is the first week the public can submit comments on it. And the basic idea is simple. Perez says when you get advice for a retirement account, your advisor has to put your interests above his or her own.
This is one of the most important pieces of consumer protection regulation that we can put in place for the American people. They should have a right when they go to get this financial advice that the person giving them that advice is looking out for their interests first.
Okay, that sounds really good, but the text of the rule is more than 100 pages long. So it's probably worth exploring whether some loopholes might find their way in there.
I think the biggest threat to this rule is Wall Street's reaction.
That's David Swensen. He's Yale University's chief investment officer, which means he's managing the school's $25 billion endowment. He's written a book about how everyday Americans can invest for retirement, and he's been following this new rule as it moves forward.
It will clearly cost Wall Street in terms of the bottom line, and they're going to fight it tooth and nail.
And at least some experts think that the financial industry's lobbying has already weakened the Department of Labor's new rules.
It's obvious that industry basically got to them because they really do allow for another big loophole.
That's Kent Smetters, an economist at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. He studies financial regulation, and he's zeroed in on one so-called exemption in the rule.
It essentially throws a big grenade into the room. I mean, it's not just a small little hole. The industry can drive a Mack truck through it, and it really allows them to essentially continue business as usual.
Smetters says that's because the exemption allows financial advisors to opt out of much of the rule and, for example, still get commissions for getting clients to invest in overpriced mutual funds. We asked Labor Secretary Perez about this. What's your response to that criticism?
Well, I disagree with him, and I look forward to speaking with the professor. I think we have put in place appropriate guardrails.
Still, this is what a comment period is all about, so experts can weigh in and offer advice. As for the industry, the Securities Industry and Financial Markets Association declined requests for an interview. The group had been warning that an overly burdensome rule could raise costs for average Americans. But since the proposed rule has been unveiled, the industry group says it is still reviewing the details. Chris Arnold, NPR News.